This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
Well, famously, you remember when the president took office, one of the first executive orders he signed, or at least in the first batch, was one ending challenging birthright citizenship, that if you flew in here on a plane pregnant and had a baby, that should not qualify to automatically be a United States citizen. That's going to go to the Supreme Court today. Tanya J. Powers from Fox News Radio is covering that story. Tanya, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
What are we expecting today? So these are oral arguments that the court will decide on quickly or before the end of their session, or what's going on here?
That's a good question. I'm not sure when we're expecting an answer. It is important to note that the court is not deciding the final interpretation of the 14th Amendment, the one that guarantees citizenship to virtually anybody born here. The issue that they are deciding is whether lower court judges can block presidential policies nationwide with what are known as universal injunctions. The birthright citizenship is basically the vehicle that got the Trump administration before the Supreme Court so they could make the argument these judges shouldn't be able to put a nationwide block on things that we want to do and have signed an executive order for. So it's important to understand when they give their ruling, it's not that they're not going to be going, okay, well, here's the ruling and this is the end all be all on the 14th Amendment. The thing they're arguing in front of them is, should a judge be able to say, we're going to block this on this level and it's going to apply to the entire country?
Yeah. So they don't even have to consider, I mean, I would think, and I'm not a lawyer, that the constitutionality of it might apply whether or not what these judges did by joining the president was correct or not. Does that make sense?
I mean, it will obviously have an effect on, you know, how the 14th Amendment would be seen, carried out, all of that, depending on what their ruling is, certainly. But I just want to make the distinction of what they're actually arguing in front of them. There were three cases that were brought. One of them was joined by something like 18 states, I think. They were pretty big, but they rolled them all into one, basically, and it's now before the court kind of consolidated about this. And, you know, you've got the one side saying, okay, they're federal judges, they have the power to do this, and the other side is the Trump administration saying, well, we don't think they should. Interestingly enough, because we've seen a lot of this over, especially the last, 10 or 15 years. You'll have a policy or, an executive order or something that's rolled out by a president, Republican or Democrat. And, there'll be a judge that says, somebody will sue. There'll be a judge that says, no, let's put a nationwide block on this. And then it kind of goes up the chain from there. The weird thing about this is when this really caught fire and this trend of this really started, It actually started under President Obama when Republican-led states started asking for these universal injunctions to stop actions that President Obama had made.
Okay.
So, and since then, it's just kind of gained steam, and we keep seeing, I think there are 39 of them so far since Trump took office again, that have been issued over different things that he has, you know, rolled out or executive orders he's made.
So there could be some pretty wide ranging implications from whatever decision they reach. Tanya, thank you so much.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Take care. We appreciate that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.